Hello, my name is Lena Winova, and today I will be discussing the poem Drum Dream Girl by Margarita Engel. On an island of music in a city of drum beats, the Drum Dream Girl dreamed of pounding tall conga drums, tapping small bongo drums, and boom, boom, booming with long, loud sticks on big, round, silvery, moon-bright timbales. But everyone on the island of music in the city of drum beats believed that only boys should play the drums. So the Drum Dream Girl had to keep dreaming quiet, secret drum beat dreams. At outdoor cafes that looked like gardens, she heard drums played by men, but when she closed her eyes, she could also hear her own imaginary music. When she walked under windy, wavy palm trees in a flower-bright park, she heard the whir of parrot wings, the clack of woodpecker beaks, the dancing tap of her own footsteps, and the comforting pat of her own heartbeat. At carnivals, she listened to the rattling beat of towering dancers on stilts and the dragging clang of costumed drummers wearing huge masks. At home, her fingertips rolled out their own dream drummy rhythm on tables and chairs. And even though everyone kept reminding her that girls on the island of music had never played the drums, the brave Drum Dream Girl dared to play tall conga drums, small bongo drums, and big, round, silvery, moon-bright timbales. Her hands seemed to fly as they ripped and rapped and pounded all the rhythms of her drum dreams. Her big sisters were so excited that they invited her to join their all-girl dance band, but their father said only boys should play drums. So the Drum Dream Girl had to keep dreaming and drumming alone, until finally her father offered to find a music teacher who could decide if her drums deserved to be heard. The Drum Dreams Girl teacher was amazed. The girl knew so much, but he taught her more and more and more. And she practiced and she practiced and she practiced until the teacher agreed that she was ready to play her small bongo drums outdoors at a starlit cafe that looked like a garden, where everyone who heard her dream bright music sang and danced and decided that girls should always be allowed to play drums and both girls and boys should feel free to dream. The theme of this poem is that gender is not a barrier to talent, or in other words, anyone can accomplish anything regardless of their gender. From a young age, many girls experience a sexist society that teaches them that their dreams are out of reach and unattainable, laughable even. This poem reinforces the idea that that is not true, and if you really want something, you have to keep fighting for it. An interesting technique that the writer uses is alliteration, such as, in a city of drum beats, the Drum Dream Girl dreamed, or, so the Drum Dream Girl had to keep dreaming quiet, secret drum beat dreams, and when she walked under wind-wavy palm trees. This really makes the reader think and analyze why the author specifically used those words. There are several synonyms for the words that she used, but she perfectly put words with the same first letter to build on the creativity and playfulness of the poem. Another technique that the author uses is that she repeats parts of the poem, such as tall conga drums, big bongo drums, and big round silvery moon-bright timbales. And the fact that the outdoor cafes look like gardens. This is interesting because it shows the complexity of the format and structure of the poem, which engages the reader and highlights descriptive wording. What I like about this poem is that it teaches young girls that they can achieve anything that they put their minds to and work hard enough for, even if they aren't a boy. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed this discussion.